Rosh Chodesh Sivan, Friday the 10th of May, Rabbi Avigdor Bonner Cohen, Bamidbar.
So we're beginning a new Chumash, a new Sefer, in the Chamisha Chumash Torah, Sefer Bamidbar. First, I'd like to mention an interesting pasuk about the Chamisha Chumashim. In Parshas Baaloscha, the Torah refers to the Hachlofa of the Levim with Bnei Yisrael, Voetnos HaLevim and Asunim La'arun Levonov Mitoich Bnei Yisrael, because Bnei Yisrael were Nifsal after the Chet Egel, and the Levim had to take their place in Avodas Hamikdash. And they were given to Aaron Mitoich Bnei Yisrael, La'avodas Avodas Bnei Yisrael, L'chapa Bnei Yisrael, V'lo'yi Bnei Yisrael, Negev B'geshes Bnei Yisrael L'chodesh. It's obvious that Bnei Yisrael is seemingly superfluous. Five times, says Rashi, with Bnei Yisrael mentioned in the pasuk. We could have mentioned them once, and then says, Oysom, Oysom, Oysom. Yet the Torah mentions Bnei Yisrael five times. So Rashi brings down on the Mokoyim, Chamush Po'amim Nemar, Lohidiach Yibosom, Shenichpelu Azkereisem Mikro Echot Keminem Chamush Yechumshe Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying to Kali Yisrael, don't worry. Even though I have taken you away because of the Chet Egel, I have put the Levim in your place, I haven't despised you, my love for you is as the love I have for the Chamisha Chumash Torah. And it is interesting to note that at the beginning of every Chumash, the Torah makes note of the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Klal Yisrael, like the Chumash itself. We have in Sefer Bereishis, Bereishis Baroi Lekim, Mr. Shammai, Mr. Oretz, Bereishis Bishvil HaTorah Shenikra Reishis, Ubishvil Yisrael Shenikra Reishis. They put together at the beginning of the Chumash is for Klal Yisrael. Shmois Ve'ele Shmois Bnei Yisrael asks Rashi, we know the names of the Shvatim, Leshenim Shulak Rechovim, because HaKadosh Baruch has a chiyuv for Klal Yisrael, he mentions them by name and he counts them every time. Vayikra, Vayikra El Moshe, not Vayikor El Moshe, Vayikra Loshen Chibo. And Moshe Rabbeinu represents Klal Yisrael. And Leimor, says Rashi, at the end of the pasuk, tell Klal Yisrael that my chiyuv for you is dependent on Klal Yisrael. When Klal Yisrael will be nidui, Shmoino, Shloishim Shono, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't speak to Moshe Rabbeinu Vayikra. It wasn't the same chiyuv, because the chiyuv for Moshe Rabbeinu is dependent on Klal Yisrael. So again, we have the chibah of Klal Yisrael in the beginning of the Chumash and the beginning of our parasha. Rashi, the first Rashi says, why count Bnei Yisrael again? They were counted just before. Mitoich Yibosan lefon of Moine Oysom Kol Sho. And finally, say for Devarim, Eil HaDevarim HaShadib El Moshe Kol Yisrael Lo Divrei Terchocho. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu put them Meremez Mipnei Kvoidon Shel Yisrael. So when we begin every Chumash, we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu likens the chibah of Klal Yisrael and their kovod to the kovod of the Chamisha Chumshei Torah. What is the Seder of the Chumashim? So the simple Seder of the Chumashim is that Bereshis is the Shoiroshim of the Torah. It tells us where we come from, our roots, the Ovis HaKadoshim, the Shifteyo. Shmois is a preparation of Klal Yisrael to get to the Mishkan, to get to Har Sinai. The redemption of Klal Yisrael, the birth of Klal Yisrael, the formation of Klal Yisrael as a nation. Sefer Vayikra is the Ikar HaTorah. The Ikar of the Torah and the Mitzvahs telling us how to be Klal Yisrael is in Sefer Vayikra. That's the Ikar HaTorah. And when Sefer Vayikra culminates with Parshas B'chukosai, we have the Schar and the Oinesh. Baruch is saying, you keep the Torah, you get the Sochar. You don't keep the Torah, you get the Techocha. Because that's the end of the Torah, Betzim. Sefer Bamidbar begins with the Befoyal of the Torah. Have Klal Yisrael, who have learned this Torah, how are they going to keep this Torah? We're putting the Torah to the test of life. But Klal Yisrael and the Midbar go through Nisyonis, go through ups and downs, and that's the Sefer of the Midbar, showing us a Klal Yisrael of that generation, and teaching us for future generations how we take the Torah and we keep it before our, which is not such a simple thing. Then we have Sefer Devarim, which is the Sikkum of the Torah, the Chazorah, Mishnei Torah, goes over the basic concepts and the Limudim that we have from the Avach HaMoshim. Just like to, as we finish now Sefer Vayikra, like to go a little bit through Sefer Vayikra, and then we'll get into Sefer Bamidbar to see the limudim we have. Sefer Vayikra, as we said, is the main Torah. The main Torah Sa'odom of Klal Yisrael. How does Sefer Vayikra begin? It begins with the Korbanos. First few parashas are the Korbanos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Klal Yisrael, I wish you to bring Korbanos. What are Korbanos? Korbanos are things that are makarim asked to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Loshon Makarev. Hashras HaShchina, the greatest, is when Klal Yisrael bring Korbanos, and that is the relationship that we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The closest we have is in the base of Bechira, To keep an ongoing relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to make sure there's no mechitza shel barzel that unfortunately went down, the Beis HaMikdash keeps an ongoing relationship of kirva between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. The rest of the Chumash takes care of that relationship. In order to keep the Korbanos, to keep that Vayikra Ol Moshe, that kirva, I want you to know how to behave. And here the Torah sets forth Kedushas HaIsha Yisraeli. First we have Parshas Shemini, Kashrus HaMacholim, what we may eat, what we mustn't eat. So that takes care of the guf and the nefesh, to make sure when the level of Kedusha HaMale Eschem Meretz Mitzrayim, you shouldn't eat the shrotzim, you shouldn't eat the macholes asurois, to keep the Kedushas HaIsha Yisraeli, the nefesh. Then we have Parshas Tazria Umetzoiro, that's Tumen Taharo. Tumen Taharo is more the ruach of the person, what he speaks about, that brings Lashon Hara, Tzoris Ayin, the Midos, Halev, the Midos HaRuach, to make sure we keep Tahara and we keep away from Tumah. So we have Parshas of Tumen Tahara in Tazria Umetzoiro. Then we go on to relationships, Parshas Achrimois, we have who we can marry, who we can't marry, the Kedushas HaZivug of Klal Yisrael. After that we have Kedoshim Tiu, which is a parasha klolis of Hikodo Ishoni Hashem Elokechem. Here the Torah sets forth drishois and anhogois that are only expected of Klal Yisrael. V'havto recha kumoicho lo yisikoim v'lo yisitoir. Anhogo befits Klal Yisrael to be kedoshim ki kodo Ishoni Hashem Elokechem. I want to keep that kirvo in the Beis HaMikdash with Klal Yisrael. I exhort you and I implore of you to keep that level of kedusha ki kodo Ishoni, and we'll only be able to keep that relationship if kedoshim to you. Then the Torah goes on to Emor, which is Kedushas HaKoyanim. That's really a different level of Kedusha, of elite amongst Klal Yisrael, Kedushas HaKoyanim. And the second half of Emor, we go over to Kedushas HaZmanim. Once we've done with the Kedushas HaYisraeli, the Guf, the Ruach, and the Neshama, we go over to the Kedushas HaZmanim, Mekadish Yisrael, the HaZmanim. After Klal Yisrael have that Kedusha, we have the power of being Mekadish in cycles of time. That's the whole Parshas HaMoyavim. After that, we have Parshas Bahar, which is Kedushas HaMokoyim. Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, being in Eretz Yisrael, as Klal Yisrael, puts all the Kedushas together. We have Shemitah, we have Yovel, we have Geula Seoretz, special Kedusha of the Eretz Yisrael. So here we have together, Kefi the Seder, the Kedushas Ha'ish of the Nefesh HaYisraeli, Kedushas HaMoyadim, HaZmanim, Kedushas HaMokoyim. That's the Seder of the Torah, Sefer Vayikra, that enables us to keep that level of Kedusha, which will make sure the Korbanos stay with us. And it's interesting, it's the same Seder we have with the Moedim. There's a Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. Pesach, the main mitzvah, is the matzah. Matzah is the choymer. Matzah is matter. Then we have Shavuos, which is weeks. We celebrate the 7 weeks we've had in preparation for Chag HaShavuos. That's time. And we have Sukkos, which is the Sukkah, with Kedushas HaMokoyim. So here again, the Torah shows us the order of things, the Kedushas HaChoymer, which is connected to Kedushas HaNefes, Kedushas HaZman, and the Kedushas HaMokoyim in Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. And that's the order the Torah takes in Sefer Vayikra as it goes along. And obviously culminates with Parshas Bechukosai, the Sochor, and the Oynesh, based on how we keep the Torah's Am Yisrael in Sefer Vayikra. Sefer Bamidbar, as we mentioned, begins the Befoyal of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael takes the Torah, and Klal Yisrael goes out into the world and keeps the Torah Befoyal. And they had the Nisyonos in Parshas Bahaloischo, Parshas Shlach Lecho, Parshas Koirach. Klal Yisrael are tested as to how they keep the Torah and how they get to the end of Sefer Bamidbar. What can we learn from Parshas Bamidbar to give us that chizuk, one of the chizuk in the Torah gives us, as we begin the Torah Befoyal, we take it Me'akoyach El Apoyach. So two things I'd like to mention in the Mifkod of Bnei Yisrael. The parasha is Oisek with counting Bnei Yisrael. Why so much is given over to the counting of Bnei Yisrael? So many Pesukim, so much detail is given over to the counting of the Bnei Yisrael. The Mefroshim give a number of reasons as to why Klal Yisrael were counted. A whole number of reasons. More practical ones were, Klal Yisrael are about to enter Eretz Yisrael. They will form themselves into armies, and they have to know the Sach HaKol of the army, and the Gdudim, different battalions within the army. Kansa have to prepare to Yotzei Tzavo B'Yisrael, so we have to count B'nei Yisrael, put them in formation, in order to go out fighting in Eretz Kanaan. That's a simple reason, Yotzei Tzavo B'Yisrael. Now the reason is the Nachlo, Klal Yisrael are preparing to take over the land, to inherit the land, which shev it's going to get, which chelek, how the Shvatim are going to be split up. So we have to know the setup of Klal Yisrael in Shvatim in order for them to inherit the land. That's more on the surface. seems to be something deeper than that, because the Torah is given over so much for the counting of Klal Yisrael, Parshas Bamidbar, Parshas Nosoi, the Levim, must be something extremely important in that. So the Kli Yokor has a fascinating idea, and he says that this number of Klal Yisrael was extremely important. There was Shiva Anone HaKovoid. Each one of the Anone HaKovoid has to have four legs, like the Kisei HaKovoid has four aglaim, arba aglaim, to keep it solid. Each one of the Shiva Anonim had to have four legs, and each leg has to be a minimum of 22,000. Shuva Hashem, Rivivois, Alfe Yisroel. As I'll say, that there's a certain level of Ashros Hashchino which cannot be less than 22,000 of Klal Yisroel. Rivivois, Alfe. Two Ruvavois, 20,000. Alfe, 2,000, 22,000. If we take 22,000, and we multiply it by four to give four legs, and then we multiply it by seven for each one of the Shiva Anonim HaKovoid, we get something like 616,000, which is the Erech Klal Yisroel with the Levim. It is roughly the amount that we need to keep the Shiva Anone HaKovoid on the Merkava of four legs of 22,000. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Klal Yisroel, it's based on a Medrash, that as you saw the Malochim in Matan Torah, and they surrounded the Merkava, and they were in a specific formation, so too I wish to bring my Shechina into Klal Yisroel. I'm bringing it from the heavens. To be on Klal Yisroel, you will carry me through the world, through the place of the world, through the history of the world. You will carry me in the world. And I want to be there in the formation of the Merkava. So Klal Yisroel are being counted to make sure that they are the right number and the right order and formation around the Mishkan to carry the Shekhinah through the Midbar and through the history of Klal Yisroel. Which, what does that give each Jew? That gives him the Chashivas. He knows that he's one of Klal Yisroel. Without him, there wouldn't be that Ashras Shekhinah. He's counted. The number will be different, will be one different, even with 600,000. But if 51, it will be 52, won't be 53 if there's one Jew missing. It gives the chashivas to every Jew. He knows that he has a chelek in the hashros hashchino of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. Being counted makes everybody special. They weren't only counted. The Pasuk says they were counted by names. The mispar shemois, fascinating thing. Every name was important. Every name was given over to Moshe and Aaron to give him a bracha. The name was important, the mispar shemois. And another thing, says Ramban, every Jew passed in front of Moshe and Aaron. Everybody went to the tzaddik, went to the godel, who got to know him, got to see him, and to give him a bracha. Everybody was raised, se'us roish v'nei Yisrael. So before we go out, mikoyach alapoya, one of the important messages is, encourage, teach the person how important he is, what chelek he has in Klal Yisrael, what chelek he has as a personal person. Give him his chashivas, teach him how important it is what he's doing. He's being moisir nefesh for it. He's keeping it day and night. The tremendous importance that he has in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the eyes of the G'dayle Yisrael, every person is counted with his name. That's message number one. Tremendous encouragement and chashivas that each one is given before he goes out to take the Torah before him. And there's another important lesson in this parasha, which brings us as a hakdama to Matan Torah. Parshas Bamidbar is always a hakdama to Matan Torah. always Parshas Bamidbar, the parasha before we read Matan Torah. One of the interesting things in Matan Torah was everybody had his place. Moshe Rabbeinu had his place on top of the mountain. Aaron HaKohen had his specific place. He couldn't come as close as Moshe Rabbeinu, but he got closer. Then there were the Kohenim and the Zkenim, who had closer positions than the rest of the people. Then I saw once in the Ponim Yofes of the Haflor Zichrono Livracha, Klal Yisrael themselves didn't all have one position. Klal Yisrael were like circles around Har Sinai, and everybody had his position that he was zeichet to. There was a first row who could get directly from Moshe Rabbeinu and the Zkenim. Then there were people who stood behind them. For them to get the transmission of the Torah, they had to be the line behind, the line before them were their translators. They were able to get the Torah through the first line, the second line, the third line. Klal Yisrael, you could say, was like a shoshana, like a rose that has different petals on different levels around. Everybody had his position in that amazing day of Matan Torah to get the Torah. Ish al machaneyu v'ish al diklo. The shloshi semei hagbala were not only to teach Klal Yisrael to keep away from the har. The 3 days of preparation were ish al machaneyu v'ish al diklo hamakir es makoymoy. Important for a person to be makir mekoymoy, who is above him, who is below him, who does he have to teach, who does he have to go to learn Torah from and to emulate. Every person has to know his position within Klal Yisrael to be makir es mekoymoy. Makir mekoymoy is so important. The Torah gives us Parshas Bamidbar every time before Matan Torah. in order for us to know to be makiris makoimoi. We find that in Matan Torah, Vayichan Sham Yisrael neged ahar. As we know, there's a one time when Klal Yisrael got together in complete unison. What's interesting is, where do we dash from that from? Vayichan Loshan Yochid. What's interesting is, the beginning of that pasuk is, Vayachanu Bamidbar. Klal Yisrael come to Midbar Sinai, look up the pasuk, Vayachanu Bamidbar, Vayichan Sham Yisrael neged ahar. Vayachanu is Loshan Rabbi. Yachnu is Lashon Rabbim, and I think the reason is very simple to teach us, that the only way to get to Vayichan is through Vayachnu. Can't get to Vayichan, everyone is the same, by not recognizing that everybody is different. Because then that brings jealousy, that brings unclarity, we all try and do the same thing, we all step on each other's feet. One of the important ways for a person to be in unison with other people is to know the difference between each person. Everybody's makiris mekoymei, everybody's happy with the position that he has, recognizes that the unique mokre makadosh baruch has given him kani soul, he can be sameach b'chelkoi. Then there's no room for jealousy. Jealousy doesn't come from the fact that other person has more. Machloikes, or kas, or kino, doesn't come from the fact that a person has more, 10 times more, 1,000 times more. That doesn't call jealousy. Baruch Hu didn't create us with ragashot to form jealousy, because then it's impossible. Someone's going to have more than another person. Jealousy comes from the person doesn't know where he is. The person doesn't understand what he has, doesn't appreciate what he has. He's choser b'seich atzmoi. That person can have jealousy. That's nothing to do with anybody else. Once a person is shorim b'seich, he knows what he has, he's happy with what he has, he does what he's supposed to do, and he recognizes his position in Klal Yisrael, that's his kirvas Hashem, it's the greatest kirvah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's happy with everybody else around him. Vayichan Sham Yisrael. If there's vayachanu, there's a clarity, everybody sees the other person's chen and sees his own chen, as a yachnu loshen rabim, that can lead to vayichan yoshen yochid. Because then we can work together, knowing that we're different. When we're different, we can form one goof of different evarim. If we're all the same, we can never form one goof, because we're all the same thing. So that's another message that we have in Parshas Bamidbar, Ishal Machaneh v'Ishal Digdo. It's the time a person has to figure out what is his tafkid, what he should be learning, in what way he should be learning, where he should be learning, with whom. Everybody has his unique mokim in Torah, in Avodas Hashem, in Parnosa, in Alei Inyonim. Ishal Machaneh v'Ishal Digdo, that's the parsha. One of the messages Parshas Bamidbar has for us before we get into Matan Torah. I'd like to finish off with a Divra Hisoirus that I saw from the Emesle Yaakov Zuchin Levrocha. Yaakov Kamenetsky in his Sefer. Fascinating aura on Parshas Bechukosai. So we're coming from Parshas Bechukosai into Parshas Bamidbar. Parshas Bechukosai, he says like this. He says, we know that Klal Yisrael were punished for the 70 years they didn't keep Shemitah. Rashi says it on the Chumash. There were 70 years which Klal Yisrael were in Golus Bavel, and the Pasuk says clearly, the land had to appease HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Shemitahs that it didn't keep. 70 Shemitahs, 70 years of Golos, for the 70 Shemitahs that Klal Yisrael didn't keep. He asked them that two questions. One, where does HaKadosh Baruch Hu make it clear to us that he's expecting us?
70 years.
No. The 70 years of Golos Bavel.
Yeah.
Each year was connected another Shemitah that they didn't keep. 70 Shemitahs, about 500 years. About 500 years where Klal Yisrael weren't keeping Shemitahs. So the Emes Yaakov has a question like this. First he asks, where does the Torah so clearly mention to us that the keeping of Shemitah is going to be dependent on the Techocha? Where does it say that? It mentions Parshas Bahar, the importance of keeping Shemitah. It says in the Techocha that you didn't keep Shemitah, you go to Golos. But where in the Chukosah, in the important conditions for the beginning of everything, or for the downfall of everything, where is mentioned Shemitah, such an important condition for Klal Yisrael staying in Eretz Yisrael? The other thing he says, I personally find it difficult to understand that Klal Yisrael in the Bais Rishon, in the Mishkan Shiloh, did not keep 70 Shemitahs. 70 Shemitahs is 500 years. Klal Yisrael didn't keep Shemitahs. Black and white in the Torah, you mustn't plow the land, you mustn't work, you have to be mafki the peiros. It's hard to understand, he says, that Klal Yisrael did not keep the Poshet HaPshat of Shemitah on Yovel in Eretz Yisrael the first 800 years. Hard to understand that. So many Shemitahs, 70 Shemitahs, Klal Yisrael didn't keep. What was going on? It says an incredible word, he says. He says, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us Shemitah? Just to keep the land calm. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Shemitah to learn Torah. Like the Midrash says, the nitnu shabbosos v'yomim tovim leYisrael, elo kedei sheyasku b'Torah, le nitnu hashmitos leYisrael, elo kedei sheyasku b'Torah. The person every 7 years can calm down his isukim. And people at that time in history, people were very involved with their orchards, with their fields. That's the way the world was set up. People were very involved with that. Stopping every 7 years meant that tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of Klal Yisrael would gather together in Bottom Midrashos and Yeshivas and sit and learn Torah. The sabbatical every 7th year to be mischazek in the limud and the amelus of Torah. That was the tachlis and the purpose of the Shemitahs. It says, Avada Klal Yisrael kept the Shemitahs kilchosom, as it says in the Torah, but they weren't amelim the Torah. They didn't take the opportunity of the 7th year to be miskanes Bottom Midrashos and to be omel b'Torah. It says, that's pshat b'chukosai telecho. B'chukosai, it says, is the hemshech of Bahar. Bahar b'chukosai go together. Which b'chukosai is the Torah talking about? It says, really, the Torah is still oisek in Shemitah. We went on to different inyonim in Kashas Bahar for side reasons that were misgadol. But really, the Torah begins with Shemitah and Yovel. That's the inyon of Kashas Bahar. Went to Eino, went to Avodim, because they have something to do with Shemitah and Yovel. But we're really dealing with Shemitahs and Yovels. Continues the next parsha and says, "In bechukosai telechu," which chukosai of Shemitah and Yovel. That's what I'm talking about. That's the hemshech of the previous parsha. The main Indian is Shemitah and Yovel. What's the bechukosai of the previous parsha of Shemitah and Yovel? Telechu says Rashi, "Shtu amelim matayra." That's the word. That's how we know from bechukosai telechu shtu amelim matayra. It's a fascinating pshat. Where do we see amelim matayra bechukosai telechu? Uban Rashi speak about it. He says because that's the hemshech of the previous parsha of Shemitah and Yovel. And the purpose, the pnimis of Shemitah and Yovel is to be omen batera. Then you're keeping Shemitah properly in bechukosai telechu. So that's where we learn it from. Ve'im lois ishmuli, says Rashi, in the Teichocho, liyois amelim batera. So here we have in the Teichocho itself the importance of keeping Shemitah. And keeping Shemitah means using the mitzvah of Shemitah for the real purpose that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had in mind. That's to be omen batera. Ve'im lois ishmuli, if you won't keep the pnimis of Shemitah and Yovelitz, then the Teichocho begins one step after the other. That's why the Torah says, that's on a spiritual level, you didn't keep the Amelis Batero. So we see a fascinating word from Emes Yaakov. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us a mitzvah. It's very nice doing the mitzvah b'chitzonius, but if you don't keep the pnimis of the mitzvah, if you don't understand the purpose that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us for the mitzvah, we just do it Yotze Tzai, we don't try and get to the real pnimis, we haven't kept the mitzvah. Because Baruch Hu is even telling us, you haven't kept Shemitah. I gave you Shemitah, but you didn't keep it. Because you didn't get to the purpose of stopping to work every 7 years and being Omein Batera. It's nicht mekain gewin Shemitah. It's a chisar in the midst of Shemitah, not in the Talmud Torah. Fascinating thing. And that could go the same thing for Shabbos Yom Tovim. Shabbos Yom Tovim, one of the purposes they were given, apart from recognizing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, is that we stop and be Oisek Batera. And if you're not Oisek Batera, as Kilo is telling us, you're not keeping Shabbos. It's felt in the Kiyum Shabbos Kodesh of Klal Yisrael, if you keep Shabbos and you waste your time, and you don't, not Oisek Batera, it's felt in the Kiyum Shabbos. That's a tremendous Isairus of Emes Liakov, that the Pneumis of the mitzvah is really what holds up the mitzvah. So we have to get the Pneumis in order to be Yotze the mitzvah. And for Shabbos, we are Tovim, for Shemitah, it's the Tia Melim Batera is the first and most important condition to keep that connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we should be Zeicha to come forward to Shavuos Yom Matan Torah, to come with all the preparation of Sefer VaYikra, that's behind us, which is the Ikra HaTorah, preparing us for the Kedusha of the Yiv, the Kedusha of the Koyanim, the Kedusha of the Zmanim, the Kedusha of the Mokayim, to be Zeicha to get to the Mokam HaKodesh, to get all the Kedushas together in the Eretz HaKodesh, and we should be Zeicha to get the Limudim and the Chizuk of Parshas Bamidbar. How every Jew is important for Hashuas HaShechina. It's a different level of Hashuas HaShechina. When one Jew doesn't do his job, that's how important every Jew is. But Mispar Shemo is that connection to the Gedolim that every single Jew has and should have. And the Ishal Machane B'Ishal Digloi, to be happy with his Mokim, Samech B'Chelkoi, Beruchmius, B'Gashmius, in order there should be a Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahara, should be an Achdus that comes after the V'yachnu. And with that, and with this Eiris, it should be Zeichel Yos HaMeilim B'Tera, Mitoich Simcha, U'Kedusha, and we will cover the terror as the whole of Amen. Amen.